What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew. I want to start this episode by checking in on my listeners. As you may have noticed, in the new year, I've switched from 5 episodes per week, all live streamed, to 3 episodes per week, recorded and published on the major podcast players. Why did I make this change? A few reasons. The first is expectation setting. It is way easier to start a show at 3 days per week, create that expectation for listeners, and then increase frequency or add new and different formats to the brand on off days, rather than starting at 5 days a week and pulling it back when I realize it's too much to handle. I wanted to get expectations in the right place early enough in the life of the brand. The second reason is preparation. Despite this being a 10 to 15 minute long show, these episodes, if done right, take a ton of time to prep for. I'd rather pick the 150 best topics and talk about them at greater length 3 days per week, rather than picking 252 topics, some of which are good, some of which are not, and talk about those 5 days per week. That was my reasoning, but as always, I'm open to ideas and feedback from the audience. So please shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com and let me know what you think about publishing 3 days per week and not going live. Do you think it was the right choice? And where do you see opportunity for Founders Journal to grow? Now, onto the episode. As always, thank you for joining Founders Journal, my personal audio diary made public for the world. My diary is meant to give you, the business builder, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew. I want to help you think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, building a team, or building a new product. So let's build together. Today, I want to specifically talk about a concept that I call builder's block, what I do to remedy builder's block, and why I actually think builder's block is a good thing. Let's hop into it. So what is builder's block? Well, it's not really anything anyone's ever heard of officially. I'll set the scene. Last night after dinner, I was spending some time thinking about the strategy for Morning Brew's soon-to-be-launched paid product. Without going into too much detail, the product is a membership that helps accelerate emerging business leaders' careers. It is a combination of content, community, and events, and the initial team will include a product manager, a lead editor, and a community editor. So anyway, I was spending some time thinking about how we take all of these ideas that we've thought of over the last several months, each of which would add value to business professionals in different ways, whether it be helping them with public speaking, serving case studies to drive strategic thinking, or office hours with entrepreneurs to learn how to better manage teams. And what I was trying to do was start focusing the product. And the way I was trying to focus the product was by basically saying, what is the skinniest bundle of content, community, and events we can offer that delivers on the promise of the product to accelerate an emerging business leader's career and also makes it indispensable for our customer? And quite honestly, I found this exercise to be incredibly difficult. I found myself stuck, suffering from analysis paralysis, and I felt this overwhelm of things to choose from and no sense of certainty of what I should actually choose. And I just wasn't sure how to push this exercise forward. The best way I can describe this feeling is what I imagine writer's block feels like for writers. There's no name for this experience, but I figured that a ton of people go through it. So I decided that I wanted to name it. Half joking, half serious, I tweeted out about it and asked people, what should we call this feeling? I do think, though, that it's important putting names to things that many people experience, so then we can all talk through our challenges together. By having shared language, we can talk about shared experiences and shared struggles. The best name for this feeling of being stuck when building new things was builder's block. Super simple, but I think it gets the point across. So I'm going with that. Now that you understand what builder's block is, I want to share why I believe I was experiencing the block and how I deal with that feeling of being stuck. So the first thing that I have experienced throughout the building of Morning Brew's paid product is that there is no precedent to look at and be like, okay, that's the playbook. So when we were thinking about creating Morning Brew, the daily newsletter, while there weren't a lot of destination newsletters, email wasn't a new thing. And we at least had some reference point in looking at other good email newsletters. But when it comes to building a membership around accelerating millennial professionals' careers using content, community, and events, there are just these little clues of what's worked for different similar products that we can draw inspiration from and use to help us make conclusions, but there's no defined playbook. I think that has made it very difficult. The second is, while we always have Morning Brew's newsletter or our core business to fall back on, and I'm sure a lot of builders feel this way, where you have, you know, a successful business, it's doing really well, and you have kind of like your bread and butter to fall back on. What that also means, though, in building new products is that to make something worth our time or investment of money, it has to be a meaningful revenue stream. That adds some pressure to the process. You know, our business did $21 million in revenue in 2020, most of which came from our newsletter products. It adds pressure to think about what could we build that will possibly move the needle. The third reason this has been especially difficult for me and I think has created some builder's block is I am really comfortable with divergent thinking, which I think of as creative thinking or brainstorming. For me, brainstorming all of the different and disparate things that we can provide to this business professional audience to add value has been something that is very clear and fun to do. But when you first launch a product, it's about doing things as simply as possible and low cost and low time as possible while delivering on your promise and providing value that far exceeds the cost of the product. Narrowing down to the bare essentials, I find especially difficult because I don't know what will be enough to justify the value of the product. For some people, this act of what is called convergent thinking is more comfortable. For other people like myself, I find divergent thinking more comfortable. So having to think in a divergent manner has been particularly difficult for me. And then finally, what has made it difficult and caused builder's block is in the case of this product, our product is going to be an ongoing membership. And like a gym membership, it never ends. I find this to be really exciting. One of the reasons being recurring revenue is a great format of business, but it's also really daunting. I'm constantly thinking about what is the content we can create, the events we can schedule, or the community conversations we can program for forever. And that is just an impossible way to think about things. I keep stepping back and trying to say to myself, if I only had to add value to this group for a week, what would the calendar of offerings look like then? So I think this is a combination of kind of all of the things that made me struggle last night and made builder's block real, where I just felt like I couldn't take all of these different, valuable, but different ideas and boil them down into a skinny bundle of an initial product that we think could add enough value to people. So then, you know, I started thinking about how do I deal with this feeling of builder's block? And how can other people deal with this feeling of builder's block? And so this is how I start to think about it and what I'm going to use as a guide as this feeling inevitably happens again and again as we build this product. The first and most important thing is I try as much as possible to sit with the discomfort. A classic example of what happens for me is that I start trying to narrow down what the key product features should be for this product. I struggle with it mentally for a few minutes, and then it becomes too much to bear for my brain. And just like me grabbing at food late at night when I shouldn't be eating, I start cheating. I reach for my phone and I go on Twitter. I go to my Gmail and look to see any new emails that came in. I check Slack to see if someone from our team wrote to me. Or what will honestly more likely happen is the cheat will be a little bit more disguised, where I'll say to myself, hey, let me find a good framework for building a new product. And I'll Google it on my computer, or I'll look up my favorite product role models on Twitter and start scrolling. And what happens is I justify that act as pushing forward my activity because, hey, I went on Twitter to look at what so-and-so said about building new product. But in reality, all I'm doing is giving myself a justified cop-out to not sit in the discomfort of builder's block. But beyond just sitting in the discomfort, there are two other things that I've been trying to force myself to do as I hit these sticking points. The first is to change my environment without going back on technology and going back to my computer or my phone. That could be going for a walk, a drive, or literally just changing rooms. But I often find that change of environment will help spark a breakthrough. In more extreme cases, when I've been sitting in the discomfort for a while and I'm not having any luck pushing through and pushing the product forward, I'll also move on to something else for a little while to get momentum going again in some other area of work and then come back to working on the paid product. So what I did last night, after spending 30 minutes just thinking and not knowing how to push forward, narrowing down these different ideas and features of the product, I went to answering some emails. I went to thinking about Founders Journal and strategizing for the next day. And then I came back to working on the paid product. And oftentimes, like jumpstarting a car, by getting intellectual momentum built up through other work, it will put me in a better position to break through builder's block once I return to thinking about the product. The second way I try to push through these sticking points is by talking to people I trust and people who are good convergent thinkers, but also people who are ideally the target customer of the product I'm building. So for example, today, as I was hitting a roadblock, I hit up my buddy Sahil, who I believe falls squarely in the audience demographic and psychographic. And what I did is I put a hypothetical product feature list in front of him to get him to weigh in, to provide feedback, and to give me thoughts on where this would add value to him as a consumer versus not. You know, so many smart product minds have always said, talk to your customer, talk to your customer, see what they think. And I do find this to be always a good fallback when you're finding yourself stuck or experiencing builder's block. And note, it's interesting because while it's a very uncomfortable feeling, I'm actually really refreshed by the feeling. I wholeheartedly believe in the practice of intellectual confusion for professional development. What I mean by that is just as great as a great strategy for improving your physical fitness is through muscle confusion, which if done properly in the world of fitness means you know when you've hit a plateau and being challenged with your typical routine and you reestablish difficulty by introducing new exercises or routines to your body. I think the same exact principle can be applied to growing as a professional and growing your mind. What I'm not saying is to constantly change up your routine or remove consistency from your work. But what I am saying is that you should understand, similar to working out different muscle groups, what are the different groups of thinking and intellectual stimulation? And are you adequately exercising each of them? What working on our new product has shown me is that while I have been exercising different skills intellectually, like identifying talent since I've been spending a lot of time on hiring, storytelling to an audience since I've had to give a lot of presentations to our team, creative thinking and brainstorming since I've said I've had to do a lot of divergent thinking as a founder, I haven't had to exercise my ability to think in a convergent, a linear, a focused manner in a long time. And I think this activity of going from vision and ideas to focused product and game plan is a really important shock to my system that is transferable outside of just this one project that I'm working on. So now I put it to you, my listeners, when was the last time you experienced builder's block? How did you deal with it? And do you agree that experiencing these feelings of discomfort from new or underused ways of thinking is a positive? As always, thank you for listening to Founders Journal, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.